Paramount Pictures and B-Sky B present The Spiderwick Chronicles, starring Freddie Highmore as twin Simon and Jared Grace, Sarah Bolger as their sister Mallory Grace, and Mary Louise Parker as their mother Helen Grace. Also starring Martin Short as Thimbletack, Seth Rogen as Hogsqueal, and Nick Nolte as Mulgrath. In a dark attic room, a number of jars containing various animals and insects, alive and dead. A group of butterflies are pinned to a tray. In jars, there are spiders, cockroaches, and beetles floating in formaldehyde. Toads, chameleons, and tiny jellyfish are alive in other bottles. In the corner, a massive spider's web shimmers in the moonlight. A free cockroach runs across the wooden floor, where a door opens and in runs a pair of muddy boots. The room is suddenly lit by candlelight. A man walks into the room. On the table in front of him is an ornate key. He takes off his shoulder bag and empties the contents onto the table. Numerous pieces of paper fall out. He conducts some experiments with a gloopy substance and then pins some more butterflies to a board. He opens the notebook filled with drawings and writings and dried out insects and creatures. The man has a microscopic monocle in one eye. Through it, he examines a tiny winged creature. It has a green face and rose petal-like wings. The minute creature is motionless. In the book, he writes the words Ogre and Mulgrath onto a new page and draws a scary-looking black raven with yellow eyes. The man closes shut the book, binds it, and seals it with wax. All of a sudden, a gust blows through the room. The man is startled. The man holds the book close to his chest and looks out at the window. Outside, lightning strikes. The old house that the man is in is large and creepy. Lights shine from every window. Years later, and the house is in darkness. A people carrier vehicle drives up to the house. In it are a woman, Helen Grace, who is in her late 30s, and three children. A girl, Mallory, who is about 14, sits in the front seat. She has messy brown hair. In the back seat are two twin boys of 12 years old, Simon and Jared.
Pretty much how I remember it. I was younger than you last time I was here, Simon.
Well, it's big.
Yeah, so I can get bigger pets here, right, Mom?
Sure, get a cow. Get a whole flock.
Herd.
That too.
What do you think, Jared? Jared?
Jared ignores his mother and is listening to an MP3 player.
Okay. Here we go.
They open the front door and use a torch for light.
Shh, shh. It's okay, Mr. Tibbs. It's okay. Oh, it has that old people smell. It's just an observation, not a judgment.
Helen walks back to Jared, who is still in the car.
You're angry about the move. I get that. Just what are you expecting your silent protest will get you? At least acknowledge this isn't the way to deal with your anger the way you said you were gonna do. Say yes with your head. Two blinks. Nothing. Mal, you and Simon take your stuff. Wait in the foyer while I go look for the main circuit breaker.
Okay, Mom.
Get out of the car right now.
You're not my mother, Mallory.
No, I'm worse, because Mom doesn't believe in him.
Ow!
You little...
And he's out of the car. Thank you. Stop it! I'm not going to let you keep acting like a jerk.
I'll do whatever I want.
No, you won't. Mom needs this to work, so cut it out.
Simon, get her! I'm a pacifist. You're so annoying. You think you know everything.
Well, I know stuff you don't.
Like what?
Nothing.
Thanks for having my back, bro. I don't do conflict.
After their impromptu fencing battle, Jared picks up a stick and starts hitting the car with it. In the bushes, someone is watching him. Upon hearing a noise, Jared tentatively walks in its direction. He looks around him. But now the lights come on in the house and he walks away. He grabs his rucksack from the boot of the car and goes into the house. His brother is unpacking in his room.
What are you doing?
Unpacking?
Why? I told you it's only temporary. Dad's coming tomorrow and he's gonna take us back with him.
I know.
But what about Mom?
She can have Mallory.
Oh, come on, Simon. We can't stay here. Look at this place. It's the house that Time forgot. Oh, and it's got that
old people smell, I know.
And what's this? Oh. Salt. There's salt on the window.
I know. It's on all the windows.
Yeah, and that's not weird.
I'm guessing she put it there. Is that the nutbag and her husband?
No.
That's Arthur Spiderwick. You know, our great-great-uncle. The little girl's the nutbag. I mean, Aunt Lucinda, his daughter. She's the one who lived here before they took her away to the... To the nut house. Right. And why'd she get taken there? Because she said her father was abducted. By fairies. Exactly. Our crazy aunt stayed here a whole life and never left. Ever. It's not gonna happen to me. Or you. End of discussion.
Jared jumps onto the bed and picks up his mobile phone. The screensaver is a picture of him and his dad. He dials a number. In the kitchen.
Has anybody seen my keys? I know I left them right here.
Nope.
I guess Aunt Lucinda liked honey with her oatmeal, huh?
And tomato sauce.
He points to a cupboard full of ketchup.
Wow.
Where is my fencing medal, Jared?
Hanging on your bed?
It's not there anymore.
Well, find the bed and you'll find your medal.
I'm not talking about the bed. You know what? I'm not acknowledging your existence until you bring my medal back.
Promise? Well, actually, you would have to acknowledge his existence in order to receive the medal from him.
Thanks, Spock. You're the pride of the Federation.
Jared, give it back.
You need to take the stupid medal.
You're such a liar!
Conflict.
Shut up, Simon!
Hey!
We're not gonna do this. New town. New house. New job. This is our new life. Let's not fall into old ruts, okay? I know this house isn't perfect, but we can make it work. If we want to make it work, all right?
Water from the tap flies into her face.
Shut up!
Hi.
Dad.
Yeah, we made it. What's that noise in the background? You know what, Scratch? I don't want to know.
Just because I don't.
I'm gonna go look for my medal.
I'll help you.
Uh-huh.
What? It's your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Oh,
the house. Yeah, it's great. If you like big, creepy houses in the middle of nowhere.
Come on.
Seriously, there's nothing here. You'll see.
Yeah, well, listen.
You're still coming tomorrow, right?
Maybe. I'm gonna try.
Why maybe?
But don't worry, I'm coming. There's something we need to talk about. But tomorrow might not work out, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, good.
You'll try though, right?
Absolutely, but I'll see you soon, though, definitely.
Okay.
He looks deeply disappointed.
What did you say to him? Can't you at least pretend you want him to come and see us?
He turns around angrily but trips over an invisible being on the kitchen floor. Upon hearing the invisible being scuttled to the wall, he walks over and bangs on the wall with a broom. The beat is repeated back to him.
Jared, Grace, put that broom down.
There's something in the wall.
Now! You said you were gonna stop hitting things when you got angry. I know I said I was gonna stop yelling. Let's please don't do this.
We'll clean it up, Mom. You go to bed. You need to sleep. Nice move, Pinhead.
Shut up. Something's in there moving. Probably a red squirrel. Very common in this region. Or could just be a rat.
We don't need any more holes in the wall.
Mallory taps on the wall and a whole piece crumbles to the floor.
Great, I'll get blamed for that.
Check it out. This is one of those things they used to send food upstairs. What are they called?
Dumbwaiter. Hey, those are Mom's keys.
And my medal.
What? You still think I took it? Yeah, Mal, you busted me. I took your medal, hid it here, and replastered the wall.
I don't know how you did it. I just know you did it, because you always do it. And now you're gonna clean it up.
You told Mom we were gonna clean it.
We means you.
Simon, don't you wanna know where this thing goes?
Not really.
Jared empties the dumbwaiter from all the junk that's in it. At the bottom is an ornate key. He hears a noise from up in the shaft. Determined to find the source of the noise, Jared climbs into the dumbwaiter and hauls himself up the shaft. There is just enough room for him to climb in. With a torch, he finds himself in the room with jars of animals and creatures. He looks around the room. Everything is covered in dust. He continues to look around in wonder. Nothing has been disturbed, and large cobwebs cover every corner. Jared walks up to a portrait of Arthur Spiderwick. Eventually, Jared comes across an old chest. On the top is an S symbol. It matches the S symbol on the ornate key that he has in his hand. He opens the chest. In the chest are socks and old clothes. Jared rumbles through the chest until he comes to a book, which has been covered by a white jumper. It is the book that has been sealed 80 years ago. Attached to it is a small note with the word warning written on the front. All of a sudden in the dust, the words Jared Grace, leave this place appear. A light source spins around next to him, and the invisible being chases after Jared, forcing him to run backwards into the dumbwaiter, bumping into things along the way. Escaping back down the shaft, he wakes his sleeping brother in his bedroom.
Room. Upstairs, there was a desk and a chest, and I found this book. Something was in there.
A red squirrel?
No, not a squirrel. A squirrel can spell. It wrote on the dust on the desk. Jared Grace, leave this place.
Wow. That's really impossible. It's late. Just go to sleep.
Simon goes back to sleep. Jared now goes into his own bed with the book still in hand. He sits up, takes out the note attached, and starts reading it.
Do not dare to read this book, for if you take one fateful look, you've bartered your life's expense and face a deadly consequence.
He contemplates the wax seal. Determined, he rips open the seal. All of a sudden, a forceful blast of wind comes at Jared. Outside from above, a shuddering blue light shines from around the house. He opens the book and is just about to read when he hears the scuttling noise in the wall behind him. He feels motion on his legs, and as he pulls back his blanket, two little mice appear on his lap. He puts the mice back in their cage.
How'd you guys get out?
Again, someone is watching Jared. He shines a torch in the direction of the noise. Jared opens a large chest and climbs inside with the book. With his flashlight, he starts reading the book again. The title of the book is called Arthur Spiderwick's Field Guide to the Fantastical World Around You.
Dear reader, what you now hold in your hands is the culmination of a life's work, and you will soon see, as I have, that there are fantastical creatures living among us, hidden through mimicry and magic. This book will give you the tools and techniques needed to lift the veil and see the unseen. Once you have this sight, you will never see things the same way again. But be forewarned, the secrets you are about to learn have been kept hidden for ages. Secrets that many of this realm would prefer to stay hidden. The creatures you will meet are truly a sight to behold, and most of them do not like being observed. But over time, I have garnered their trust. Some I am quite happy to report I now call friend. But a rare few are, quite frankly, to be feared. The darker forces of this realm all live in service of one creature, the ogre Mulgarath. The secrets herein are powerful, more powerful than even I was aware. Never before has knowledge of the fantastical realm been assembled in one tome, and so I implore you, dear reader, to use this information wisely, for the ogre Mulgarath seeks this knowledge with relentless persistence. If he were to obtain the information in these pages, I can assure you his intentions would be of the vilest sort. He assumes many forms, and so you must constantly be on guard. I deeply fear that the more I learn, the more I place everyone around me in grave danger. So, reader, beware. I beseech you, beware.
What's going on?
Please help! Hold still, hold still.
Please, Mom, just cut it, cut it!
Ow! Okay, calm down.
Oh, Mom, please! Yeah, just cut me out, cut it out! Please, just get a scissors, I don't care!
What happened?
He ruined my hair, get him out!
Jared, you've gone way too far this time.
Mom, please,
what?
Please!
I didn't do this! I've been sitting in a Foot Locker for the last 2 hours, reading!
Yeah, right!
Ask Simon. Well, he was in a Foot Locker.
Cut me out!
Feel good.
Mom, just cut it!
A new day, and Simon and Mallory are fencing outside.
Ow! Yeah!
I'm not enjoying this.
I told you, I'll help you catch a woodchuck or something. I need the practice, now come on.
Simon! Yeah. Ow! Well, that's not fair. He distracted me.
What does appease mean?
Appease. You know, placate, pacify, assuage, in English. To make nice.
Is that what you came out here to do? Well, apology, not accepted.
I'm not apologizing because I didn't do it. This did. A brownie is living in the house and wants us to leave.
Wow, that's incredible. You can read.
I'm telling you, something is in that house with us, and Arthur Spiderwick knew about it, and that's why I wrote this guide. I'm a little lost. Who needs to be appeased? The brownie? No, a bogger. So there's a brownie and a bogger?
A brownie turns into a bogger when it's angry. And it got angry when Mallory destroyed his nest.
It likes honey. That's why all the honey's there. Really?
Don't listen to him, Simon. Come on.
Jared is left by himself. An invisible being disturbs some leaves and charges for Jared. Jared steps back over a row of seemingly uninteresting mushrooms, and as he does so, the invisible being is halted. Jared runs back into the house and empties the junk that he has found in the dumbwaiter onto the kitchen table. He searches through the pile. He finds an old doll's house and puts some junk into it. He runs up to a room next to the attic room and searches for the door. It is behind a stack of books. Opening the door, he enters the attic room.
But I made you a new one.
And I got you some honey. I read you liked it. Hope you do. Hope it, you know, appeases you.
I'll be over here. Really hoping you actually exist.
Jared waits patiently for the invisible being. As time goes on, Jared becomes sleepy and eventually falls asleep. Jared is softly woken up by his two mice tickling his nose. Jared turns towards the noise and walks over to the doll's house. Some crackers are gone. Crumbs lead Jared down to the floor where a tiny little brownie with large ears and a pot belly is scoffing the crackers and honey.
Oh, my. That is just tasty, delicious honey. So good, so yummy.
Wait! No! I won't hurt you! Here, have some more honey!
I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. I wouldn't go back if you insist.
Oh, my!
Where are you? Go. Why can't I see you?
You don't see us. Now you do. But only if we want you to.
We? You mean all the magical creatures Arthur Spiderwick wrote about?
The book! Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Master. I failed. Fail! Your instructions were simple. Protect the book! And I did it. I hid it. I bound it and I wound it. I did my best. Locked it in a chest. But you looked and found the book. And from the chest, the thing was gone! You foolish boy! Idiot! Are you blind? I put a note right on the cover. Can't you read? Why do I write notes?
Sorry.
And no one's gonna read the notes.
Here, more honey.
No, I'm not falling for that.
Oh, that is so good.
And they say I've got anger issues.
Protect the book. Don't let it get took.
Right. Protect the book. Who told you to protect it? Wait. What did I say? Arthur Spiderwick. So he wrote it and asked you to protect it.
I said, Master, we must destroy it. He said, we must protect the book. Keep it in the circle, safe from the ogre.
Ogre? Do you mean, Mulgareth?
All the years protecting it now ruined by a little twit. Circle, little jerkle, broke the circle.
Whoa, stop. What circle?
Okay.
The brownie lassoes a rope onto a wall hanging and swings himself onto the window ledge, where he shows Jared the circle of mushrooms.
Wait, I read about that. The protective circle. So it protects the house to protect the book.
Safe in the circle.
Safe from who?
Them.
What? Who's them? I don't see anything.
Tibbs, come here, boy. Breakfast time. Mr.
Tibbs. All right, what did you do with Simon's cat?
They're not here for the cat. They want the book.
What is that? What's out there?
Goblins! Goblins are here! And all because you took the book out there and practically waved in their faces, you little twerp!
Simon!
Go ahead! Hey, look at the mess you made!
Simon! They're getting away! What's happening?
The stone! The stone! Look! Throw the stone!
No! No!
The book stays on the old thigh!
It must stay in the circle! In the circle!
Whoa! 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 Where's Whoa?
She went to work, okay? I'm in charge. Ah! Hey, where are you going? Psycho.
Jared runs outside after Simon with the book in a backpack. In the distance, a magical kingdom exists far away. Jared finds a campfire in the middle of the woods and looks through the magical round stone that has been cut out in the middle. Goblins swamp the camp. Simon is locked up in a cage within a tree.
Don't move. Slowly.
A pig-like creature suddenly appears in a cage.
Wait, don't go out there. They'll see you. Wait, are you with them or with me? Whose side are you on? Stay your side.
Your side.
Then we must shake on our alliance.
Oh. What? It's good.
Roy.
I am Hogsqueal, and I am here on a mission to destroy the ogre Mulgarath who killed my family.
Can you help me save my brother? Please?
Yeah, sure. I was gonna suggest that. Right after you let me out of this cage. So come on, free me.
Okay.
Get it open, yeah. Good. Now get behind me and keep your mouth shut. Okay. Here's our plan. I will find a safe position over there and create a distraction with my stick. Then you leap out with your knife and finish the beast yourself. Well, I like that plan. That's a good plan. I'm smart.
What beast?
The ogre, of course. Mulgarath.
I just want to save my brother.
Again with the brother? Okay, fine. If we kill them, saving him will be much easier. Trust me. Now drop that stone. You'll need both hands to choke a goblin.
How do I see you?
Hogsqueal spits into Jared's face.
I have given you the sight, a gift only a hobgoblin can bestow. You're welcome.
Simon is scared and shaking within his prison.
Simon!
Jared. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Shh. Jared, what's happening? Get me out of here. Just hang on. I'm gonna cut you out. Jared!
Get back! Hide!
Jared! What are they doing?
Summoning Mulgarath. Get ready.
Of leaves rise into the air menacingly. A crooked old man emerges. He has long, scraggly white hair and beard. His eyes are yellow.
That's Mulgarath. That's the ogre you're all freaked out about. That old man.
Don't be fooled by what you think you see.
Mulgarath hobbles over to Simon.
I beg your forgiveness. I asked my friends here to invite you to a nice little meeting. And they got a bit overzealous. That's a goblin for you. My apologies.
What do you want with me?
It's not what I want with you. It's what I want from you. Arthur Spiderwick's field guide. I know you found it. That's right. You can simply walk back the way you came. Just give me the book.
I don't have it. I don't... Look.
Search him! What? If Mulgrath learns the secrets in that book, he could kill us all! He's weak in his human form. It's now or never. Come. Death to the ogre!
Burn!
Delicious! Oh, come back here! I'll be back! Kill him if you get a chance! Remember the plan!
Both!
What? Search the pockets. The pockets!
Oh, jeez! These are pockets, idiot!
Master, this is all...
It is a crumpled picture of Simon and his mum and dad.
Do they have the book?
No, but I know where it is. I'll go get it and give it to you. I swear.
I'm placing my trust in you. If you give me the book, your life will go on as if nothing ever happened. However, if you fail, I'm afraid I'll have to find somebody else to get my book for me. Go. Go on.
In the tree, Jared waves Simon away. Before Jared's eyes, Mulgrath morphs from the crooked old man into a much larger being, its shadow covering Jared's face. He closes his eyes in fright.
You failed me, Redcap.
There are two human boys with the same faces, the Jared and the not Jared. We took the wrong one.
Then find the Jared, get the book, and kill them all.
Simon walks back through the woods to the house. As he looks back over his shoulder, Jared grabs him and pulls him to the floor.
Stupid! Those things are gonna kill me of your stupid
Shh! They're right over there.
I can't take this. Let's just get to the house and give it to them. It's not at the house. It's right here in my backpack. What?
Well, let's just give it to them.
Kill us anyway.
The goblins approach the fighting boys and spy the book in Jared's hands.
Give it!
Simon.
The boys start running away. Just before the protective circle, one of the goblins catches Simon and takes a bite of his leg. Throws her the looking stone. She catches it and places it over her eye. Mallory sees the goblins and starts killing them with her fencing sword. She is an accomplished swordsman. Jared drags her across the protective circle. In the house.
after your goblins.
It's okay, Simon. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's
not.
It's fine. What am I saying? Of course it isn't. How many of those things are out there?
I don't know. Okay, sit tight. I'll be right back.
Jared! God, he's gonna get us all killed. I'll be right back. Keep pressure on that.
Pressure what? Jared?
Why are they doing this? What do they want from us?
The book.
Up on the roof.
Oh, God. They're coming from everywhere.
I know. I can see.
This can't be happening. This can't be happening.
Where did you get that book?
So the book was in here, with a big warning that said do not read.
And you read it?
It's a book. I didn't think reading it would unleash goblin fury, okay?
But that's the thing. You never think of anything.
You're always doing this.
Yeah, right.
You don't think, you just do.
Maybe I could think if you stopped talking.
You do stuff, and we pay for it.
Hey, if you're so smart, what do you think we should do with it?
The freaky goblins want this book. I say we give it to them.
No! Back off! The book stays here! Right here! 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 Touch on your pain!
Stop,
touch
chill,
it!
Chill.
And I'll bite your fingers!
Give me money from the kitchen!
What?
Just do it!
Come on, try it! Try it! I invite you to try
it! No!
You'll be fingerless! You get it away!
Okay, protect
you'll
the book!
You'll ruin everything!
Okay, I promise!
Mommy! You are pathetic!
Okay, honey's coming!
Idiot.
Honey's coming!
I don't need your stinger! Honey!
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay? There is so much about this that's not okay. I don't even know where to start.
Why can I see him without that stone ring?
Because he's letting you see. Thimbletack, what happens if goblins get the book?
You die, I die.
We all die, bye-bye.
What does he mean, we all die? I think he means we all die.
He can't know the secrets, he can't. The ogre is not to be trusted.
He's right, we can't give it to Mulgrath. He'll just kill us anyway. I heard him say so. Then, let's just burn it.
Mallory and Jared start a fire and threaten to throw the book in. From above, a large raven swoops down to them.
Ah, sorry, Master! Forgive us! Give the book!
Okay, wait!
You win! You are strong, smart human boy! So, don't be foolish! Give us the book! We leave you alone!
I don't believe you!
Jared throws the book on the fire. The raven tries to get past the protective circle. The fire goes out, but the book is not burned at all. Jared picks it up.
God, it's cold.
You can't stay in the circle forever. And when you leave, here we will be.
The raven squawks at them threateningly and flies off, back inside the house.
Let me guess, the book's got a charm on it.
Lest there fall any more harm on it.
Great.
They're not leaving.
I know.
They're never leaving.
I heard you.
Why does he want that book so bad?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
All I know is Mulgrath can't break the circle without this book, so we're safe as long as we stay in the house.
Until when? We stay here long enough, we're gonna end up like her.
Wait a minute. She can help us.
Aunt Lucinda, are you kidding?
We don't even know her or where she is. I think I do. She's at the Woodhaven Sanatorium. But how do you get to her? If you step outside that circle, I'll get you.
Thimbletack knows a secret way. But in the house, the book must stay.
Back in the attic, Jared locks away the book in the chest.
There, all safe.
Good. Now go. Make haste.
Okay, I think I have this figured out. Some sort of secret tunnel system. Goes all the way to town. About a mile, that way. The first ladder you find, go up. And the sanatorium's here. Thanks. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Mallory!
I already told you, Simon, you can't go. Not with that leg, you'll slow us down.
I know, but I found this. It'll make it easier for you to see.
Mallory also holds an antique sword. Mallory puts on the monocle with the looking stone inside it.
Yeah. Go!
Simon walks out of the front door.
Hey, are you there?
Show yourselves!
Hey! Yeah, right here! On the porch! Stay on the porch!
Mallory and Jared run out of the back door and into a shed where they open up a trapdoor and climb down. The goblins chase after them. A goblin breaks into the shed, but Mal and Simon are now underground. The goblins can smell them under the ground and follow their scent.
Goblin defenses. Tomato sauce burns the skin like acid. Vinegar fumes, asphyxiates, salt. Blinding effect. Are there more? What does the book say?
Step away from the book!
Okay, ThimbleTack okay. Looks for the book.
Where is it? Where did he put it? Where? Oh, there. Ah!
Jared.
What did you do with it? Liars!
No, it wasn't me.
Liars! All of you liars! Where's the book?
You brought the book? We need to show it to Lucinda. Which way goes into town? Right.
The goblins sniff out Mallory and Jared.
Get the troll.
Now left. Go left.
A massive troll crashes down into the tunnel.
Some more troll. What? Run!
The scaly troll rushes after them. Up on the ground, the goblins follow the action. The troll grabs Jared.
Go, go, go!
Jared! Jared!
Jared picks up an iron bar and rams it into the troll's eye. It recoils. The book is dropped on the ground and some pages have become loose. At street level, cars are driving over a manhole. Mallory and Jared emerge from the hole, quickly followed by the troll. Just as the troll climbs up onto the road, a yellow pickup truck hits it, forcing it back down the hole.
Are you okay? Oh man, did I hit somebody?
Helen Grace is in an office.
Thank you.
Then you hit F1, tab, tab. Then shift return to get the total.
She looks out of the window and sees Mallory and Jared on the street.
I know. It's a lot to remember. Let's just
back at the house, ThimbleTack is drinking more honey as Simon creates a tomato concoction in a large saucepan. There are lots of empty jars on the table, and Simon pours the sauce into a number of plastic bags.
Here you go.
So, tomato sauce.
Mallory and Jared arrive at a large red-bricked building called Woodhaven Sanatorium. Before they go to the door, Jared picks some red flowers that are growing next to the path.
Jared, come on!
Wow, you're really in a hurry.
We're just really excited to see her.
Those are nice flowers and sword.
Oh, I take fencing.
Lucinda.
The bedroom is pristine, but the bed has salt around it.
More salt.
There now. It's okay, it's okay.
She looks at them blankly.
Aunt Lucinda.
I'm Mallory Grace, and this is my brother Jared. Our mom's Helen.
we have some questions. See, we moved into your house.
What? Oh, no, no, no. No, it isn't safe. Well, why have you done this?
Mom said you gave it to her since she's the only living heir.
Now, you have to get out of there.
We can't. We don't have anywhere else to go.
It isn't safe. You don't understand.
Yes, we do. We know everything.
The kindly looking old woman with short curly white hair turns to her left to speak to someone.
It's okay.
Tiny little fairy sprites appear from the flower box, their ornate wings petal-like in both texture and colour.
Mallory, look!
In amazement and wonder, Mallory and Jared watch the little creatures dance in the air around them. One fairy drops a bunch of tiny red berries into Lucinda's hands, and she takes a bite. Mallory is then offered a small bunch.
No, no, not for you.
She's right. Eat that and you'll never crave human food again.
How do you know that?
I found this.
She recoils in horror and then ushers the children indoors.
Oh, inside, quickly, quickly, quickly! Do you know what you've done by bringing it outside the circle? Don't you know what could happen? If it falls into the wrong hands.
No, we don't. That's why I brought it to you.
Then you haven't read it.
He did.
Then you know more than you should. And your lives are in danger. Didn't you read the note?
Please. We don't know what to do. Can't you tell us something that'll help us?
This book has brought nothing but heartache and misery to my family. I would say it was his life's work, but in truth it was his life. The last day I saw him, he was so agitated, almost delirious. I remember him running through the house with a crazed look in his eyes. That was the day he created the circle. The day that he learned what he had done by putting all those secrets into one book. A book Morgarath would use to destroy all the other fairies. And then nothing could stop him, even humans, from becoming the most powerful creature the world had ever known. My father immediately did everything he could to protect us. Everything except...
Master must destroy the book!
No! We need to protect it. Keep it inside the circle, safe from the ogre. I just need more time, Thimbletack. I need more time.
But I didn't know about the circle, you see.
Oh, no!
Falling down, lines and bridges falling down.
Lucy! Come away from the toadstools!
What?
Stay inside the circle!
I can't hear you!
Lucy, no!
Lines and bridges falling down.
Lucy is grabbed by the goblins.
Daddy! Please, 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 please. Lucy! Leave her alone!
Daddy!
Come! Stay there! Stay inside
the... Daddy! What's happening?
Don't go over the mushrooms, no!
As Spiderwick steps out of the circle, he is encased by a number of white sprites and carried off.
The sylph protect the entire fairy realm, and the secrets my father discovered put them in danger. So they rescued him from the goblins, but took him away from me.
Daddy! Lucy!
Help me back! Each day, I would stare down that drive and dream of him walking up those steps and holding me in his arms once again. But he never did. One night, I dreamt that I saw him in the woods. So I went out to look for him. But something wouldn't let me. When I say suicide, and you say goblins, here is where they put you. They thought I'd read the book, you see. Morgarath will stop at nothing to get these secrets.
Which is why you and your family are in grave danger, and there is only one person who can help you.
Who?
My father.
Your father? But your father's dead.
No, 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 he's not dead. The sprites have told me he's alive, held captive by the sylph for all that he knows. You must find him. Bring him his book and have him destroy it. It is your only hope.
As Lucinda hands the book back to Jared, Redcap comes crashing through the window and grabs the book. A tussle ensues with Redcap grabbing some of the book's pages. As Mallory wields a sword, nurses enter the room along with Helen Grace. Morgarath's camp.
Useless!
Where were they? Wait a minute. What's this? No.
You have the book in your possession, and all you bring me is pages on Nitzies and Fuka habitats!
Don't hurt me.
Morgarath picks up a page.
Charm for protective circle.
Forgive me, master.
When the moon rises, the book will be mine. Redcap, we have a potion to make.
Oh, no, this is not good. Must find Human Boy. Must warn him. Or maybe he'll just hide. Ooh, I like that plan.
So you say you found this book, and it tells you how to see fairies and goblins and magic sprites, and that's what this is all about.
I told you you wouldn't believe me.
What do you think about all this, Mal?
It's true, Mom.
No, it's not.
Do you really think I am so stupid that I don't see what this is about? You hate the house, and you want to go back to New York and to our old life. Well, let me just be really clear when I say that isn't going to happen. Because we can't afford New York. Because...
this is why Dad left, you know.
Excuse me?
When someone's trying to tell you something you don't want to hear, this is what you do. You just stop listening and start yelling. You did it to Dad all the time.
Stop it.
I saw you.
Yeah, you saw what you wanted to see.
You wouldn't listen, and that's why
outside the house.
Get out.
What?
I said get out.
Gladly. I hate you, and I don't want to live with you.
Jared storms into the house. In the car, Mallory leans forward from the back seat to her mother.
Don't you think you should just tell him?
Go inside, Mal. We'll deal with this when I get home.
Mallory exits the car and Helen drives off. Mallory then looks through the monocle but can see no magical creatures anywhere. Inside in the kitchen, Jared approaches Simon, who is still packing plastic bags with tomato sauce.
Oh, man, we're so organized. Organized. Look at that. Oh, it's so weird. We're bonding.
The book? What happened to the book? What'd you do to the book?
Oh, it's okay. I'll talk to him.
Stans!
You said you wouldn't take the book and you lied. You tricked him.
I know. I'm sorry.
Jared.
They enter the yard. Hawksquill approaches them.
See? No goblins. Do you think they've given up?
Wrong!
Ah!
Goblins don't give up. They're too stupid to know how. They're relentless, and they're out there right now plotting. Which is why I came back for you. Now is the perfect time to burn! Oh, come here. Oh, don't go up there. No, come here.
What is that? It's Hawksquill.
Wait a minute. Do birds live in these little houses?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's genius. Who thought of that? You can stick your tongue right in.
Hawksquill.
I can't talk bird.
You said the goblins are plotting. To do what?
They have pages of the book. That stupid book. You don't understand. I talked to Spiderwick. I shared Hobgoblin's secrets, but Morgarath stole just that one page, then used it to kill my entire family. If he gets a hold of the whole book, he will do the same to everyone, including you. And now he's coming when the moon rises, he said. But we'll be waiting. We'll set a trap. You with your knife and me hiding safely near these bird homes.
Who's that? Who's up there?
Ooh, more humongous humans. Recruits for the Alliance.
He spits into their faces.
Join us on our quest. Vengeance or death. Hopefully vengeance. Okay, here's the plan. No, wait. We must unite. We must stay focused.
Dad, I've left like 4 messages. Why haven't you called back? Where are you? You gotta come in right now. There's all this weird stuff's been happening. Bad stuff. Real bad. And you said you're gonna come get me. So where are you?
Mallory looks at Jared sadly. She shakes her head.
He's with someone else. He's moved in with her. He's not getting back with Mom. He's not.
Mom wanted him to tell you himself. She's been waiting for him to do that.
Jared looks at the picture of him and his dad and angrily snaps shut the flip phone. Simon picks up the ginger cat and hugs it. Mallory has tears forming in her eyes as she continues to look at Jared, who is also close to tears.
It's okay. Oh God, they're coming. Jared, what do we do now? Lucinda said our only chance is to take the book to Arthur Spiderwick and have him destroy it. What? We don't even know if he's alive, let alone how to find him.
He looks at the ginger cat and has an idea. He runs to the book.
What are you looking for? He had a pet.
A pet? And Fluffy the dog is gonna save us?
It wasn't a dog. It was this. A griffin. When I call upon him in the native tongue of the tree elf with whom he dwells, he comes to my assistance. See? His pet can find him.
Whoa. Summon a griffin. A native tree elf. To find a 125-year-old man who may or may not be alive. That's our plan? Mm-hmm. And you know how to summon a griffin, a native tree elf. Of course.
Grip, grab, greet. Nifgri, eras. Erauk, seek. Ikop, sirt, yurt, yurak. Imus, I am.
They look up expectantly.
Is that it? Did it work?
I guess not.
What? That sounds like a big one. Okay. Hey, buddy. Come to Hog Squeal. Oh, wow. Whoa.
The griffin soars down and knocks Hog Squeal off his tree branch. It gracefully lands in front of the children and towers over them.
Jared! Simon, be careful!
Yes! Find Arthur Spiderwick! Bring him the book! There's your ride. Off you go. Go!
What, you want us to ride that beast?
He's not a beast! He's a bird! He's a big-boned bird!
There's no way we can possibly... Shh!
It's okay. Calm down. It's okay.
Simon strokes the griffin's head.
Hurry up! What are you waiting for? Got him!
The children climb aboard the griffin's back and it leaps into the air. The children look in wonder at the scenery below. They fly over the town and into the countryside. The griffin soars higher into the sky and rises above the white fluffy clouds. Higher and higher they climb until suddenly the griffin dives back down at a vertical angle. Mallory looks petrified as they dive down through the clouds. Jared holds on to the griffin's feathers tightly. As they appear from the clouds, they are in a new world. Lightning crackles in the sky above them from where they have just appeared from. The windswept children are hurtled towards a gigantic ice shelf with cracks in it. The griffin deftly flies into one of the cracks. They emerge from the other side onto lush green scenery. A landing pad is below them. As they approach the pad, millions of tiny white sprites engulf them. As the sprites fly away, the children see Arthur Spiderwick in front of them with his back turned.
My God, it's him. Arthur Spiderwick. He's alive. Oh.
The griffin flies high into the sky.
How are we gonna get home? Arthur Spiderwick? Thank God we found you. You don't even know what we've been through.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Not really. Lucinda, your daughter, our great aunt, she sent us.
Lucy? She's only 6 and a half years old.
No. No. She's 86 and a half.
Well, that's nonsense. I was with her only this morning. Was that yesterday?
No, that was 80 years ago. Listen, you gotta believe me. You're my great-great uncle. Help me out, guys. Guys? What's happening? What's the matter with them?
Sylphs. Their songs must have altered my perception of time. That is what they do. Lucy is an old woman now, you say? That must mean that my wife is... Oh, my God, what have I done?
Look, I'm sorry about all that. Really. But you gotta help us. I found your book.
A field guide? No. No, not here. Not now. Don't listen to them.
Jared puts his headphones into his ears. Mallory and Simon are entranced by the sprites.
Here, under here. Quickly, while they're distracted. The book, give me the book. Oh, the field guide. The field guide. You should never have read this. You should not have brought this outside the circle.
I know. But I brought it to you so you could destroy it.
Destroy it? Oh, are you mad? I have uncovered all of their secrets. And this book is my validation. This book is my life.
You're 125 years old. Your life is over. And your daughter spent her life without a father, all because of...
He looks down at the book guiltily.
I never imagined that the things I'd learned could possibly have led to this.
Look, I know stuff I wish I didn't too. There's nothing I can do about that. One thing I know for sure is that you gotta destroy
Arthur that opens book. The book, but has a confused look on his face. The book inside the cover is a cookery book.
What's this?
What's wrong?
Where's my book? What is this?
Symbol attack. He switched the pages.
But the real book is still inside the circle. It's safe.
No, Mulgarath got pages.
What?
He'll break the circle as soon as...
As soon as the moon rises, I know.
That's when Mom will be getting home. I gotta get back.
No, they won't let you leave. They'll keep you here for the same reason they're keeping me. We know too much.
Then what are we gonna do? Please, you gotta help us.
If I'm as old as you say I am, I'm useless outside this glade.
Arthur shrugs his shoulders and Jared walks away from him with a defeated look on his face. He sits down on a rock.
The last thing I said to my mom was, I hate you.
Listen, son. The boy who had the tenacity to find me doesn't need my help. Now, Mulgarath wants the power that comes with knowledge. You have that knowledge. You are the book now.
Sprites invade their privacy.
You have to get out of here, now. Yes. I think I can distract them. On my signal, run to your brother and sister. You'll only have a few moments to escape.
But...
await my signal!
But...
Here! Here! I have the field guide! You want it? Yes, here! Come take it! You can keep it safe right here! Now!
The sprites, realizing that the book is a fake, start attacking Arthur. The griffin lands in front of them and the children climb onto his back. The griffin once again climbs into the air. Jared looks back at Arthur, who is surrounded by sprites. Helen is driving in her car. Back at home, Redcap and the goblins approach the house, throwing the potion onto the ground in front.
Shoot, they've started spreading the potion. Oh no, there's Mom.
The children stop a startled Helen from getting out of the car and all climb in. Mallory puts her foot on the accelerator and starts driving, hitting goblins on the way. They go a short distance until they crash into the front porch.
God, will someone please tell me what's going on?
Jared, what do we do now?
Protect the house. Simon, the sage and the platter.
I know.
Hang them in the windows.
I'm out.
Go upstairs and get all Lucinda's salt.
All of it?
All of it.
Okay. Thimble tack.
Jared.
Thimble tack. The circle's about to be broken.
Jared.
Please come out.
Jared, what is going on?
Mom, you gotta believe me, okay?
No. One more word about fairies and goblins, and I swear.
Goblins, I know, but I hit the book. They'll never find it. I hope they don't. Well, again. Why is she screaming? I'm the one who should be screaming.
The circle's about to be broken!
No! He's not the problem.
She looks through the monocle.
Get in there! We have to protect the house.
The tomato sauce is collected.
Hurry! Yeah, get out the opening! Okay, the living room's done! Simon, do the music room!
Okay, I got it! Steel, it cuts and burns.
Good thing we're New Yorkers.
Wait, here it comes!
As the new moon rises, the goblins watch as the protective circle is destroyed.
The circle is broken!
The circle is broken!
The Grace family rally around together, armed with steel swords, knives, and tomato sauce. The goblins and Redcap try to get through the doors and the windows.
Windows and doors are protected. Get down there. Go low. Break it. Break on through. Come on. Rescue you up. Up. Go, you toads. Go. Find the book.
Where'd they go? Did it work?
They look around their surroundings. The goblins are trying to get through the floorboards, but the Graces stamp them down.
Come on.
Soon the goblins start reaching through. One grabs Mallory's leg and she chops its hand off with her knife. Simon chops off another goblin's hand with a meat cleaver. Another goblin bursts through the floor and Jared throws a bag of tomato sauce into its face, which disintegrates. All of a sudden, more goblins appear from the ceiling and start attacking the Graces. They spray tomato juice at them to keep them at bay. They escape into another room and close the doors on the encroaching creatures. In a piano room, a rumbling occurs from under their feet as a huge creature appears from under the floorboards. It tips the piano, trapping the Graces to the door. As it emerges from the ground, it is covered by a large rock. It is Mol'Garath, a grotesque-looking ogre with razor-like teeth and horns in its back, who punches down the door, sending the Graces flying.
Get to me! Get to me!
In the kitchen... The Graces stuff the tomato sauce into the oven as Mol'Garath decimates the house. The goblins enter the kitchen. The Graces are hiding.
Go on! Get in there! Where do they go? Where are they? Where are they? Come on, let's find them! You, over there! You, to the right! Spread out! Spread out! That's right, over there.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit.
Simon lights a match from inside the dumbwaiter and it ignites a fuel source that runs towards the oven. Upon reaching the oven, it explodes, covering all the goblins and Redcap, turning them into green goo. Helen and Mallory emerge from the kitchen cupboards, Simon from the dumbwaiter, and Jared from the chimney.
Are you okay?
It worked.
Yeah.
Book safe?
Yes. Good job, Thimbleton.
Thank God. What is it?
Come on.
Someone is trying to get through the front door.
Dad?
What happened?
Richard?
What are you doing here?
What's going on?
Where do we start? With this, I guess.
What's that? Let me see.
No! Not until you tell me what you need to tell me.
What?
The last time we were on the phone, you said the next time we met, you had something you needed to say to me. So, what is it? Look me in the eyes and tell me. I just want to hear you say it.
I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
His dad tries to get the book off Jared, who doesn't let go.
Jared?
Wrong answer.
Oh! Jared, get back! Get back!
What did you do?
He's not dad!
What?
After being stabbed by Jared, Mol'Garath morphs from his dad into his true self.
Now!
Mallory attacks him with her sword, but is sent flying by one sweep of his enormous arm. He knocks Simon and Helen away as he chases after Jared, who runs and climbs into the dumbwaiter. As the door closes, it cuts off three of Mol'Garath's fingers. Mol'Garath now morphs into a giant snake and slithers up the dumbwaiter shaft. Now in the attic room, Mol'Garath breaks through the dumbwaiter's door and stalks after Jared. He ensnares Jared's legs, knocking him to the ground. Tiny Thimbletack attacks the giant snake, who has to let go of Jared's legs. The snake throws Thimbletack into a round window.
Thimbletack!
Jared escapes through another round window onto the roof and climbs down. Morgarath, now in his ogre form, crashes through the roof after Jared. Jared, with book in hand, climbs up the roof tower. Morgarath struggles to follow the delicate route. Jared slaps a weather vane into Morgarath's hand, who recoils back in pain. Now more angered, he crashes his fist into Jared's direction. He falls and clings onto the edge of the roof tower. Jared spies Hogsqueal in a nearby tree.
Give me the book!
Now!
You want the book?
Jared throws the book into the air and Morgarath leaps after it. Jared falls but catches onto a vine. The ogre then turns into the raven, catching the book in its claws. It flies over the rest of the Grace family. Bird-loving Hogsqueal suddenly catches the raven and swiftly eats it.
Dad! Dad!
Oh, are you okay?
Jared, you did it.
Oh my god,
Jared, are you okay?
Yes! Death to the ogre! We did it! You said it right to me and I ate him! That's teamwork! Oh! The taste of vengeance is sweet! I can still taste a little! Oh, it's good! I did it! I knew I could do it! They said I couldn't, but I did it!
Ha! The ogre! Here, we'll help you. Jared.
I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
No. I'm sorry.
No, listen.
For what I said, I didn't mean.
Jared, it's not your fault. It's mine. I was trying to protect you, but I guess I should have just told you the truth.
Your dad does love you, and if you want to stay with him, that's... I don't want to live with Dad. Is it okay if I stay here? With you? Is it okay? Who else is going to protect us?
The pages of the book are picked up. A new day, and Simon and Mallory arrive home with Aunt Lucinda. The house is restored and tidy.
I'll go put this in your old room.
Thimbletack appears.
Guardian angel, I've missed you so much.
Book safe, Lucy. Book safe.
Yes, yes. And if my father were here, he'd say, job well done.
Aunt Lucinda, I think you should come see this.
Lucinda walks slowly to the front door and onto the porch. As she looks out, she has a look of surprise and delight as she sees her father walking towards her. He is accompanied by the white sprites. Jared and Helen help her climb down the porch stairs to greet him.
Am I dreaming?
No, my child. You're not.
Child? Do you know how old I am?
Yes, I do. I'm so sorry. I was so captivated by all the magical creatures I found that I lost sight of the one I already had. But I see now, And I may never be able to forgive myself.
You came back as you promised. So I forgive you.
My dear, because the book was saved, the Sylph allowed me to come see you. But I cannot stay. Because if I do, all my years will come back to me all at once, and I will turn to dust.
Then this time, take me with you.
He has a look of shock on his face, but holds out his hand. She takes his hand, and as she does so, her wrinkled hand turns into a young girl's. Suddenly, Lucinda is a girl again. Arthur and Lucinda slowly walk away with the white sprites following. They engulf the pair and fade away. Thimbletack, with a bandaged head and arm, sheds a tear as they leave them. Mallory, Helen, Simon and Jared all look on in a wistful manner. White sprite float across the countryside and rise up into the sky.
Hey, come on.
Fly while you can, Griffin. I swallowed an ogre whole. You could be next.
Hogsquill taunts the Griffin, who soars above his head in the sky. The end.